Oh, perhaps we should all go on that. Oh. Now then, new guide to the Calderdale Way created to help celebrate the landmark's 50th anniversary. Oh, I can remember it coming into being. Frightening. A new guide to the Calderdale Way has been written to help celebrate the landmark's 50th anniversary. With Calderdale celebrating its 50th year, its flagship footpath, the Calderdale Way, is nearing the same landmark. Created to mark the formation of the borough in 1974, this 50-mile circular route around the whole of Calderdale was officially opened on October 21st, 1978. It was overseen by the Calderdale Way Association, a collection of local civic trusts who came together to promote what was then a largely unfashionable area and partially funded by the Countryside Commission. Now in 2024, it is getting a refresh. This spring, volunteers from CROWS, that's Community Rights Away Service, went round the whole route, putting up hundreds of way markers to help walkers find their way around the route. Meanwhile, a new publication from local cartographer Christopher Goddard provides a detailed map and instructions for undertaking the walk. I think we'd need it. The route of the Calderdale Way has changed very little in the nearly half century of its existence, and the original guidebook remained in print until recently. However, with no guide still in print, Christopher decided the time was right to tackle this route, which takes in local landmarks like Great Rock, which people tell me is in Hebden Bridge and it's not, Shibden Dale, Midgley Moor, Hepton Stall, Stone Chair and North Dean Wood, as well as Crosstown. I know a lot of these pieces already, but following the route made me realise how special the landscapes of Calderdale is. He said, it changes at every turn, and this walk took me to some new and fascinating corners of the borough. I should think so as well. Christopher has broken the route down into five sections of approximately 10 miles each, easily accessible by public transport. Hooray! As a circuit, it can be started anywhere, whether in Brighouse, Rippenden, Todmorden, Hepton Stall or Illingworth. He doesn't say anything about Walsden, though. The double-sided map is accompanied by a wealth of information about local history, wildlife and folklore. The map is available locally and at www.christophergoddard.net. So I hope you've got that. And do you think some of us will be going on that? I don't know. We'll have to see. And now it's over to Susan.